Chair recognizes gentleman from Boone, Representative Baltimore, for opening remarks on House File 478.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. During my time in the legislature, we have heard lots of discussion and lots of talk about the need for this body and this building to do things to help the economy, help create jobs, and help those hardworking Iowans out there with their situations as well. Clearly, I think income taxes play a key role in all of these different areas. Therefore, I'm very honored today to bring before us House File 478, which is a bill that establishes an alternative method of calculating our state income tax here in Iowa. This bill brings forth elements of choice, simplicity, fairness, competition, and ultimately growth. It creates choice because this bill will allow taxpayers and tax filers to choose to file their state tax returns and calculate their state income taxes under the old method, or if they choose this new method, it takes 4.5% of your adjusted gross income, a very simple calculation, with some standard deductions that will benefit hundreds of thousands of Iowans all across the state. It brings simplicity to our tax system. We've heard discussions on a national level and also at the state level about the need to make our tax code simpler, how it gets more and more complicated every single year. Well, this creates a very simple mechanism for calculating your state income tax obligations. It eliminates complex calculations. It eliminates the need to figure out what deductions are and tax credits are. And it uses a new system based simply on figuring out what your adjusted gross income is at the federal level, subtracting out any dividend or interest income gained on federal securities, which is not allowed to be taxed by the state, a very simple, straightforward standard deduction, and then multiplying by 4.5%. This is going to do things such as make things obviously much easier, but it's also going to increase predictability in our tax system from year to year. It's going to make it much better for our citizens. This is a fairer system. This bill, based on current projections, will provide tax relief for over 490,000 Iowans. Nearly three-fourths of those will have adjusted gross incomes of less than $100,000. This is a bill that will greatly benefit our lower and middle income families out there. The largest income, the income bracket that has the largest number of projected savers of tax in this particular bill are those that earn between $30,000 and $40,000 a year. It's projected over 63,000 Iowans that fall into that category, and that income bracket will save money. Our current system presently has 9 different marginal tax rates, anything from zero all the way up to 8.98%. That 8.98%, by the way, kicks in at just over $67,000 of adjusted gross income. That's where your top tax rate kicks in. A 4.5% marginal tax rate kicks in at less than $6,000. So this is a bill that is going to benefit people of all income brackets all across the state of Iowa. And like it or not, this bill will improve our competition with other states. We are competing with other states, and we need to make sure that our tax system is fair, simple, and competitive with other states. There are presently 9 states that have no state income tax at all. Nebraska, our neighbor immediately to the west, is considering eliminating their state income tax this year. There are several other states that have a flat income tax. Even our neighbor to the east, Illinois, who recently increased a lot of their state income taxes, has a flat tax once their massive tax hikes expire in 2025. Indiana has a flat tax, income tax rate of 3.4%, Michigan at 4.33%, Pennsylvania at 3.07%, and on and on and on. This alternative method of calculating our tax, our state income taxes, are going to take out of possibility this nine-tiered marginal tax rate system and make Iowa be much more competitive with our other states. This bill will also benefit many of our small businesses and medium-sized businesses out there. A lot of these businesses are set up as sole proprietorships, partnerships, subchapter S corporations, or limited liability companies, all of which are taxed under the individual tax rates. The savings earned through this bill, if they use the alternate tax method, will allow them to reinvest those savings into their businesses and create jobs. And history has shown us, ladies and gentlemen, that when you lower income taxes, you see substantial growth on the back end. Since the last time that this body lowered income taxes back in the late 90s, we have seen growth in state tax revenues of over $2 billion a year. This bill alone is calculated and estimated to save taxpayers around $396 million in the tax year of 2013. And that will go on and on and on, year after year after year, that will in turn allow those taxpayers to either spend that money, save it, invest it, pay their bills, pay their mortgages, pay their car payments, use it however they see fit, which will in turn help the private sector grow and create jobs. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a bill that I'm excited to bring. I'm excited about the opportunities that this bill and the impacts that this bill will have on the state of Iowa. And I look forward to a vigorous debate in getting this passed. Those conclude my opening comments, Mr. Speaker. I understand there is an amendment.
Clerk, call the First Amendment.
H-1067 by County of Polk.
Chair recognizes gentleman from Polk, Representative County, for opening remarks on Amendment H-1067.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would ask unanimous consent to withdraw this amendment.
Gentlemen, I ask unanimous consent to withdraw Amendment H-1067. Are there objections? Chair hears none, so ordered. Clerk will call up the next amendment.
H-1078 by County of Polk.
Chair recognizes gentleman from Polk, Representative County, for opening remarks on Amendment H-1078.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Before we get started, Hibernus Popham, Representative Berenger, I wholeheartedly agree with you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Amendment number H-1078 speaks to the ending balance or overpayment of the taxpayer dollars and the taxpayer trust fund. Under current code, the taxpayer trust fund is capped at $60 million. Amendment number H-1078 removes the cap and sets up a simple and permanent method to return these dollars to the hardworking Iowa taxpayers. After a budget is agreed to between the House, the Senate, and signed by the governor, after the economic emergency fund is filled, and after the cash reserves are filled, any money which remains is deposited into the taxpayer trust fund. In other words, once the legislature and the governor have agreed on a budget, and once our reserve funds are filled, any money remaining is money the taxpayers have overpaid. The taxpayer trust fund holds this money, which is returned to the hardworking taxpayers in the form of a fair and equal credit on their individual income taxes. Those are my opening comments on the amendment, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
Is there a discussion? Chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want us to all be clear about one thing. We pass this amendment today and move this bill forward as amended. We can no longer talk about doing the governor's or anybody else's commercial property tax reform proposal. We aren't going to be able to afford to do it. I would encourage you to vote no.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes General Polk, Representative County, for closing remarks on Amendment H-1078.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just add a few closing comments. First off, Amendment 1078 is real. When we look at what's going on in America right now, and with what our federal government is doing, and with what has occurred in the past few months, in terms of taxes going up on Americans. It's a good problem that the state of Iowa is actually talking about giving money back to the hardworking taxpayers. We're talking about giving money back at a time when the state of Iowa and the legislature will have passed a budget, and in the current form, we have split power within this legislature. So therefore, we have gone through a process where we have a budget passed between two parties and signed by the governor with our reserves filled. And therefore, we still have money left over. So I look at this as a good problem, and that this is something that is real, that is going to help out every Iowan who files an individual income tax. It'll help their families, and will help them in a time when the state can afford to do so. Those are my closing remarks on the amendment, Mr. Speaker, and I would ask for a division and a record.
Gentleman from Polk moves adoption amendment H1078. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Gentleman Polk requests a division and a record. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Seconded by the gentleman from Cedar, Representative Kaufman. This is now a record roll call vote. Highfill votes aye. Hanusa votes aye. Shaw votes aye. Miller of Scott votes aye. Hine votes aye. Heaton votes aye. Jorgensen votes aye. Smith of Marshall votes no. Baudler votes aye. Huseman votes aye. Gaskill votes no. Have you all now voted? Clerk will close machine, record your vote. House give attention to results of vote. Those voting aye 52, nay 46, absent voting 2. The amendment is adopted. That disposes of all amendments. We are now on House File 478 as amended. Is there discussion? Chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, well, we've truly left the middle class and the hardworking Iowans behind today with this bill. Even given the amendment we put on, which I guess in a good year will give everybody a little something, on years that we aren't quite so flush, maybe not. But the meat of the bill leaves about two-thirds of tax filers out entirely. If you've looked at the data, and I'm sure you've all gotten the same data I've gotten, about two-thirds of Iowa tax filers see no change whatsoever with this, no benefit whatsoever with this flat tax proposal. So, and those are good, hardworking Iowans, middle-class people that are trying to make it day to day, and we've basically said to them, don't care about you. And Representative Baltimore, I'll have to admit, I disagree with you, I respect you, but I disagree with you when you talk about this being a simpler system. If anything, it seems to me, it makes it more complicated. There's no way you're not going to be able to do this without doing your taxes twice. And for the average working Iowan who can't afford to maybe get great tax advice, go for a tax expert, that means they're going to have to either figure it out on their own, pay more to have their taxes done, or somehow just give it up. Certainly not more simpler in my mind. It certainly makes it more regressive. As you can split this data a zillion ways and cut and dice it. But one of the statistics that really stood out to me was the top 1% income earners are going to receive the same amount of the pot as 80% of the rest of the filers. So, certainly it's not a progressive tax. It's not even really flat. It's very regressive. And it certainly stops any further conversation about tax reform, about ed reform, about any further conversation about doing any health reform, whatever form that may take. I think we can end those conversations now, because we now have before us a bill that spends about $1.2 billion out of the budget. So I would ask you to vote no on this bill. I think we can do better for Iowans. I think we can do better for our middle-class working families that sent us here to represent them well.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Lee, Representative Kearns.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Iowans have asked us to take a balanced approach to governing our state and in so doing to grow the middle class. House File 478 is not balanced, far from it. This legislation comes down very markedly on the side of those who already have much. For example, under the bill's provision, the bottom 80% taxpayers would receive the same total amount of tax break dollars that the top 1% of filers receive. Even more telling, two-thirds of Iowans would receive nothing, while nothing in the way of a tax break, while others, the two-thirds of Iowans receive nothing, while a tax break of $42,000 each would be enjoyed by over 1,200 Iowans who are at the top income level. And let me make that plain. Two-thirds of Iowans receive nothing under this, while only 1,236 Iowans receive $42,000 at the top. This bill would cost about $1.2 billion along, as amended, and that's revenue from the state's coffers. You can call it a revenue deduction bill, you can call it spending, but it really is the same. It's dollars that we can no longer use for other purposes in our budget. It is, in effect, an automatic reduction of that amount from our annual budget at a time when current proposed legislation on property tax relief, education reform, and mental health redesign will place additional fiscal pressure on our future budgets. Before you vote on this bill, ask yourself, is it more important to grow the middle class or give an oversized tax break to the wealthiest in Iowa? If you believe in being fiscally responsible, want to support Iowa's middle class, you must vote no. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Jasper, Representative Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, I rise in opposition to HF 478. I served on the subcommittee for this bill. Our focus must be to strengthen and ensure middle-class economic security. A strong middle class is the key to economic recovery. This bill does nothing to help middle-class families get ahead and does nothing to help families struggling to move into the middle class. What does this bill do? It benefits high-income earners. If this bill becomes law, the average tax break for an Iowan making under $30,000 who chooses the 4.5% flat tax rate would be just $75. Now, $75 could buy some groceries or fill the gas tank, but it won't help send a kid to college, and it won't even make a car payment. In contrast, the average tax break for 1,236 Iowans who make over $1 million is $42,000. And as Representative Olson stated, $88 million would be shared among the top 1% of tax filers, while another $88 million would be divided up among the 80% of Iowans who make up Iowa's middle-class families and lower-income earners. Now, this bill is not the solution needed to move the middle class forward and help families move into the middle class or to help with our economic recovery. Let's focus on Iowa's middle class families who gather around the kitchen table and figure out how they can make it to the next paycheck. Let's take the focus off high income earners with tax consultants who can come up with a multi-year strategy to avoid taxes. Many hardworking Iowa families need much more than a $75 bag of groceries or a tank of gas. Again, I will vote no on HF 478, and I urge others to join me. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This concludes my comments.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I'm also going to vote no on this bill for a few reasons. One is that I think it does not give the middle class Iowan, the average Iowan, a fair shake. I also agree with Representative Olson's comments that this really, not only does it do nothing to make the tax code simpler, it actually makes it more complex. And I think maybe we should change our state slogan, Representative Olson, to Iowa. Our taxes are so simple, we make you do them twice. Iowans don't have the time to do their taxes twice, and a lot don't have the resources to do their taxes twice, but this bill would force them to do just that. I also want to bring your attention to the balance sheet that House Republicans handed out a couple of weeks ago. The balance sheet shows that they expect the state to bring in $6.5 billion, and they're going to spend $6.4 billion. Of course, has been noted, this bill removes $400 million from the fiscal year 14 budget. So if you subtract that $400 million from what they expect the receipts to be, you end up with $6.1 billion. House Republicans, by passing this bill, will put their budget $300 million in the red. We hear a lot of talk around this place about not spending more on ongoing expenses than we bring in ongoing revenue. And if this bill passes, that will just be an empty promise.
Chair recognizes Lady Polk, Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and gentlewomen and gentlemen of the House. As a social worker, I have to rise in opposition to this bill. And as a human being, I have to rise in opposition to this bill. We have Catholics who are celebrating a new pope. One of the tenets of the Catholic faith that I grew up in was charitable giving. This bill, if it's passed, will alter tax policy that we have counted on for decades and decades and decades to help us with our charitable giving and to give us a break on the human services and cultural programs that depend on our generosity. I mean, imagine what's going to happen to the Cancer Society, the United Way, the Catholic, Lutheran, and Jewish social services, the domestic abuse programs, Goodwill, Creative Visions, the Art Center, the Science Center, the Zoo, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They will suffer. They will likely fold. And imagine what our world will be like without those institutions. So I ask my colleagues in this room to vote against this bill. Thank you.
Chair recognizes Lady Sarah Gordo, Representative Upmeyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Baltimore, would you yield?
Will the gentleman yield?
Yes.
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Baltimore. I just want to be really, really clear on how many people will be benefited with this bill.
It is projected, Madam Leader, that over 490,000 taxpaying Iowans would benefit from this.
As you've studied this issue, is there another bill out there that does better? Is there another plan that does better than this?
No, not this session.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Representative Baltimore. I appreciate you bringing this bill to us, and I'm sure you'll clarify each of those people that will be benefiting in your closing remarks.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Louisa, Representative Sands.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I'd like to thank Representative Baltimore for bringing this bill forward and running it through the process for us, and also Representative County for running the amendment. I think it was sometime when I was in junior high is when they came out with the new math. Apparently, there's a lot of people here that are under the new math system, and even more that's under the fuzzy math system. We do need to ask ourselves a question, and it's a very fundamental question, but it's a very simple question. Who does the money belong to? The hardworking Iowans or government? Now, if you believe it's government, then heck yes, why would you cut taxes? Why not raise them? Well, you did. Why would you want to give anything back? You wouldn't. You want to grow government. But that is not what this country was founded on. This country was founded on individual responsibility, personal ability, hardworking, with a future and a better opportunity for their children and grandchildren. And we better be answering that question at the federal government or our grandkids will hate us for the debt we are saddling them with. This is a good bill for Iowa and a great bill for hardworking Iowans. This unleashes the opportunity, the entrepreneurs in Iowa. It helps keep some of our brightest and best young people in this state. That should be a goal of every legislator, not just some. We shouldn't be about punishing hardworking Iowans. We should be about releasing them, giving them the power it takes, letting them to establish the jobs that they have in the past, in the present, in the future. This is about growing Iowa, not government. We can go down the same path, keep our nine brackets, not do anything, and stay stagnant in growth year after year after year with our population. I don't want that for my children or grandchildren. I want to grow this state. I want them to grow up in a better day with as many opportunities that I have had. I believe in Iowans. It is not that tough to decide which way you're going to file your income taxes. We do that right now if you're a married couple. Iowans are smart people. So I'm not only proud about this bill, I'm excited about it because this is what we stand for. Hardworking Iowans with opportunity and a bright future for everybody. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Stade.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I feel like I'm a hardworking Iowan in the middle class, and I pay my taxes, and I think most Iowans in the middle class are happy to pay those taxes because they know what those taxes provide in this state. And these hardworking middle class Iowans don't want to see us take their hardworking money and give it to the top 1%. They want to see great schools. They want to see the best schools in the nation, not and even the world. World-class schools, we hear it all the time. Will we be continuing to underfund our schools at zero allowable growth from here on? Iowans are smart, too, that they want to see the mental health and disabilities, the developmental disabilities reform done well so that we provide services to everyone in every county that needs them because they depend on us in this body to make sure that we fund those programs. There are Iowans out here without health care, hundreds of thousands of them. Are we going to not provide affordable health care for them as well while we give back the taxpayer money that they provided for us to use wisely and efficiently to make sure that this state moves forward? We had surplus money here to make investments, but not are we not only not making the investments that we could be making in the future of this state, we've decided that we won't have money to do that in the future either. I'm a no on this bill. Thank you.
Chair recognizes Gentleman Pottawatomie, Representative Forrestal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. A few years ago, under the leadership of Representative Shamshore, there was an effort to get rid of the federal deductibility. And in every version we looked at, in every bracket, some people paid more taxes because of that change. The desire to get rid of that deductibility was caused by the fact that our rates look high unless you take that deductibility into effect. But every RAN we made, every version, even the lowest brackets, showed that some people paid more taxes because of that. Representative Baltimore, would you yield to a question?
Will the gentleman yield? You're in order.
Now, this version, if the option of the flat tax, it removes the deductibility of the federal option.
That's correct.
How many Iowans will pay a higher tax because of this bill?
Zero.
Thank you, Representative Baltimore.
Chair recognizes gentleman from Sioux, Representative Lons.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and ladies and gentlemen of the House, I just wanted to add a little comment on the discussion that's going on. And I happen to come from the northwest part of the state. And right across the border is a state that has zero income tax. I think it's about time that we start waking up to that situation. And I appreciate Representative Baltimore's bill very much because this moves us somewhat in that direction toward only a 4.5% taxation on that income in Iowa. I hear more people, as the years have gone by, talk about the inviting environment they have across the border, and I think especially those young folks coming out of college when they have some debt and they have some, their families they're starting and they have a lot of bills to pay, they're actually going to have a little more money in their pocket across the border. And it's troubling to me to see that flow to the neighboring state. So this is a step in the right direction. I think we can do more. And as people keep the money in their own pocket, in their own family bank account, they can do with it as they please, and it will grow this state. That's what's going to grow the people with lower income up to a middle class. When they have more money to dispose of themselves, they're going to better their situation and improve their lot in life. So I appreciate that, and we got to continue on the work toward these states that are more competitive than we are at this time. Thank you, Representative Baltimore.
Chair recognizes General Polk, Rosa McCarthy.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I'll be very brief. This legislation, in my opinion, is not worth the paper it's printed on. This bill, in my opinion, is not real. And I know it's easy sometimes in the context of political arguments to say, oh, this is the Republican spin or the Democratic spin. One need only look at the nonpartisan fiscal bureau scoring of this bill to show it is not real. It's not in the governor's budget. It's not in your budget. And if you say it's real, then you're raising taxes, several hundred million dollars next year to pay for it. That's the bottom line. And charitable contributions, you know, this bill were to become law, watch out. Heart Association, Lung Association, United Way, private schools, because a lot of people give from their heart. They also give because they're incented because of the tax codes. No longer allowed. You take the 4.5%. It's a bad bill. It's bad for Iowa. Hope you vote no.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Boone, Representative Baltimore, for closing remarks on House File 478.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I sit here and quite honestly am a little bit puzzled. I'm puzzled by the argument that this bill doesn't benefit enough Iowans. Only 2 years ago, we sat here and House Republicans proposed a 20% across the board income tax rate decrease that would have benefited every single Iowan in this state that paid taxes. And what did we hear back then? No, we couldn't do that. Couldn't do that. And every single one of you that's going to vote no today that was here 2 years ago probably voted against that one too. So if you're using the fact that this one only benefits 33% instead of 100%, well, I'd like you to go back and take a look at your vote from a couple of years ago. Because that is just simply a red herring when it comes to a reason not to vote for this. We talk about a progressive tax system. And progressive, in my mind, I think in most people's minds, means the more you earn, the more you pay. Well, the simple math that I learned when I was growing up in school, means that 4.5% of $10,000 is a heck of a lot less than 4.5% of $100,000, which is a heck of a lot less than 4.5% of $1 million. That's progressive, ladies and gentlemen. What we really want, if you're opposed to this bill, is not a progressive tax system. You want an exponential tax system, one that not only makes you pay more, but a bigger share of what you earn as well. That's not a progressive tax system. Because part of the problem with an exponential tax system is that a lot of the deductions and the credits that are thrown in here, such as the charitable deductions that we all seem to benefit from so much and we all seem to cherish so much today, are thrown in there to lower your effective tax rate away from those marginally high tax rates that we have now. That's the whole purpose of throwing that all in, so you don't have to pay as much in tax. So I would soundly refute the allegations that are made here today that the Heart Association, our churches, American Cancer Society, all of those charities that we see are going to dry up and go bankrupt and go out of business, Representative Anderson, if we take away a charitable deduction but leave more money in people's pockets. Because that's what this is really all about. The objections to this bill are not about whether or not we should leave more money in Iowans' pockets to spend. It's about whether or not this body and this government can spend it more wisely and better. And I would contend today that Iowans are more responsible with their money than we are. Iowans can put their money to better use than we can. And even though some of the benefits of this bill, especially for those lower-income Iowans, may not be quite as high as some of us may like and some of you may like, it's still real money to them. Why? Because they earned it in the first place. That's why it's real money for them. If we sit here today and do not vote for this bill, you're going to tell 63,000 Iowans that earn between $30,000 and $40,000 a year that they don't deserve a lower tax rate. For those of us that want to talk about fairness of our tax code, those people are paying too much now. It's not fair to them. 490,000 Iowans will benefit from this. The reason that the lower income and the middle income folks receive less is because they pay less in the first place. But I'm happy to give them even more of their hard-earned money back, because that's what we need to do. We talk about creating jobs. And I sat here a couple of years ago and listened to an argument against lowering taxes in this state because it wasn't giving enough of a tax break to create jobs. This one can do it. This one can do it, ladies and gentlemen, because small and medium-sized businesses in this state that pay individual income taxes could save significant amounts of money that they can turn around and reinvest in jobs and hire people. That's what this bill will do. So I'm happy that we can actually try to get this done. $396 million left in the hands of the people that earned it in the first place so that they can do with it what they see fit. That's what this bill will do. And if we can't find a way to allow the hardworking citizens of Iowa to save their money and spend it on themselves, rather than us telling them how we're going to spend it for them, then I think that we have gone far awry. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a good bill for Iowa. This is a good bill for hardworking Iowans out there. This gives us an opportunity to be much more competitive around our region and with our neighboring states. This bill gives us a choice on how we calculate our income taxes. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. But if you want to and you can save money doing it, then why shouldn't you? It gives you choice. It's simpler. We already calculate income taxes twice. It's not a hard calculation to take 4.5% of a figure you're already calculating anyway. It's fairer. It will benefit people in every single income tax bracket in this state by the tens of thousands. And in fact, the second smallest percentage of people that will benefit from this are the very, very wealthy. Only 19.6% of those making over $1 million are expected to benefit from this. compared to over 63% of Iowans who earn between 30 and 40%. That means something, folks. This has massive benefits all up and down the income tax bracket. We can have choice, simplicity, fairness, competition, and ultimately growth. That's what we need to do with this bill. I am honored to bring it. I hope that we pass it. I hope we can get it put into law. And that, Mr. Speaker, concludes my comments. I move the bill.
General from Boone moves that the bill be read for the last time, placed on its passage. Are there objections? Chair hears none. The clerk will read.
House File 478, a bill for an act relating to the individual income tax by creating alternative back-based income tax and alternative cumulative income surtax opposed to the election of the taxpayer and including effective date and retroactive applicability provisions, being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage vote aye. Those opposed vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Kaufman votes aye. Have you all now voted? Pritchard votes no. Clerk will close machine, record your vote. House give attention to those vote. Those voting aye 53, nay 46, absent not voting one. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to pass the House. Are there objections to the title? Chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. Chair recognizes gentleman from Lynn, Representative